USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Fed chair speaks about the impacts of COVID-19 on the U.S. economy.
The extent of the downturn and the pace of recovery remain extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part on our success in containing the virus.
Chairman Jerome Powell saying a full recovery won't be likely to happen until people are confident in returning to most normal activities.
The full recovery is unlikely to occur until people are confident that it is safe to re-engage in a broad range of activities.
It looks like the Republican National Convention will be much different than planned in Charlotte, North Carolina. Reports are the Republican National Committee has voted to keep the convention's business portion in the Queen City, but the president's nomination speech is most likely to move elsewhere. Rumors are swirling it's likely to move to Jacksonville, Florida, as an alternative site. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House is playing down concerns about coronavirus spikes in over a dozen states since Memorial Day. During a briefing yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said there are no plans to call for a slowing of state reopenings. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a resolution against defunding police departments. The Republican resolution calls for justice for George Floyd, but also puts the Senate on record as being against defunding police departments. Schumer says the resolution is just rhetoric and that Americans want to, quote, see real action in response to George Floyd's death. Another police reality show is being pulled off the air. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after Cops got pulled. The network says there's no path forward for the hit shows the way it is now amid all the protests about police brutality. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
There may be a break in a missing persons case involving a well-known apocalyptic author. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
The internet is buzzing about photos of a massive beehive in Tennessee. Crews had to remove around 40,000 bees from the hive in the historic home, and the hive is believed to have been there for over 50 years. Crews used a heat map to spot the bees, and at first thought that they'd be removing only 8 feet of comb, but it turns out it was a 30-foot cone. All of the bees, including the queen, were safely taken to a local farm. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.